I could start this talk fairly easy and finish it by simply saying ditto and amen to what Phil said this morning at the table. Because what he had talked on hit right on top of my topic. But I'll put my two cents in and at least maybe entertain you. There was a question asked to Christ by a person, and that question was, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And he answered it, and we can find the answer in Matthew, the 22nd chapter, 37 through 40th verses. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. This is the first and great commandment. The second is likened unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. If I was to ask anyone here tonight if they hold these commandments close to their heart and live by them, most would say yes, or I try to. But I would ask, what is love? I started analyzing a little bit and come down to having six different relationships in my life. Love is involved in all of them. The first is the love of the Lord God. He has commanded it. I have no problem with this. This is one of the relationships that I spoke of. The second I have is the love for my mother and father. Then for my sisters and brothers. At the time, if you were to ask me if they were the only ones in my life, that is the three relations. If you were to ask me at the time of my youth, those were the only three relationships that I would find that I had love in. And I have no problem with that. But then, all of a sudden, I find myself in a situation on November the 2nd, 1974, at the altar with a young lady who said, I do. And she did. I didn't think I could love anyone any more than that. Until August 5th, 1976, another girl came into my life. And then again, July 10th, 1979, a boy, my boy, my son. These are two more relationships that I have come to love more than myself. No problem whatsoever. Most people think of love growing up as the feeling they have for their mother and father, and then their sister and brother. Then as they grow up, we realize that there are other types of love than just love for our families. There is love for those we marry and give birth to. And then we look back and realize the one we should truly love is the Most High God. Okay, we have covered six of the seven, or five of the six relationships. I have no problem loving these loved ones more than myself. And anyone here with the relationships that they have with their families would probably say likewise. But then we come up with number six. The one where when we have to go outside our inner circle. These people may be out to harm me, harm us, or take advantage of us. A lot of these people have. How can I love them more than myself? I only say one day at a time. When asked to read, I go to a particular chapter. And I've gone and I have read this chapter many times. So many times that there has been some that have even mentioned that it, well, this is Bob's chapter. And thank you. I try to apply it. That chapter is in 1 Corinthians 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I become a sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge, and though I have the faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but he rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never faileth. But whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, they shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face, now I know in part. But then shall I know even also as I am known. Now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity, love, ever enduring. It is at this time that we offer the gospel invitation to any of those that might have a need.